This is Racing HQ at 13 after 9. Well, Larry Cassidy went back to the doctors on Monday. We spoke with Larry last year about where he was in his riding career, and we just thought we'd get an update on the news after Monday's doctor's appointment. Morning to you, Larry.
Yes, good morning, Andrew.
Well, Larry, I spoke to you via text last week, and you were hopeful of maybe getting some promising news, but maybe that's not the case. Give us the news, mate.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, I was booked in to see the specialist on Monday, the surgeon that operated on me, and that was supposed to be, he was supposed to be then clearing me to ride track work, and then hopefully a month after to ride race day, but 10 days ago, they gave me, from last time I seen him in November, they gave me a couple of months to re-strengthen my legs and exercise again to make sure my legs were strong enough to when I get back on a horse. And unfortunately, I ended up with severe bone bruising in my tibia, where there's possibly a small fracture as well. And that was all just from walking around the block, building up to walking about 3.5-4 kilometres a day. And you know, I was doing a little bit of swimming and bike riding just to get fit and lose weight again. And now I'm back to square one.
And they can simply say that it was just you trying to build up again, that the body or the leg in particular just wouldn't handle it.
Yeah, that's right. That's so what happened last time back in August when I started riding work again, I ended up with stress fractures in my femur, and that all cleared up, and even the last MRI showed that it's cleared up really well, and also the osteonecrosis that I had. But directly under that is where I've got the severe bone bruising, which is also a small hairline fracture. And that's just, it's probably all because my medial meniscus is quite thin. There's not much cushion in there. Plus, I have osteopenia, which is, you know, low bone density. So all those factors factored in with weight bearing and walking, And I don't even run. I just walk very fast to get your heart rate up.
Yep.
But obviously the impact going on that area has caused that. And so now I'm laid up for another couple of months before I go back to see the surgeon again with another MRI to make sure that it's all cleared up.
Gee, it's just not ideal, Larry. You know, it's just, as you would say, another setback that you just didn't need. Have you had time to sort of take it in? I mean, did you think that you'd done something like this?
Yes, I did. The moment, my knee started to go a little sore.
So you were out walking one day and you could feel it?
Yeah. I continue. It was a little bit sore, say, at the beginning of the week. And as the week got on, it got worse until I was unable to realistically go for a walk. Maybe once it got a little bit sore, I probably should have pulled up stumps, but, like, crikey, every time my knees get sore, you can't just pull up stumps and lay down for a month. Until it actually got that bad, I had to. So I did know something was wrong, yes.
Larry, I don't want to be dramatic, but could this be? I mean, have you contemplated even, I know you say you're going back to the doctors in 2 months, do you wait till then, or do you think that the body is telling you something?
Possibly is, yeah. Obviously, you know, I've had many things go through my mind, especially the last couple of weeks. I was really looking forward to, you know, getting back in the saddle, and now it just seems to be slipping out of reach. You know, he's probably going to, after 2 months, I'm sure my leg will clear up on the MRI, so I'm pretty sure he'll just say, just start weight bearing again and slowly increasing your exercise and see if it happens again. But crikey, I think, knowing my body so well, and most jockeys do, I think it'll happen again. So my body might just be telling me to take a new direction.
Are you a person that, we don't want to lose you, mate, are you a person that would do a Chris Muntz or be an assistant trainer or something like that? Have you had thoughts about that?
No, imagine putting up with jockeys for the rest of your life with being a trainer and all their excuses. No, look, obviously I'd like to stay in the racing game, and I've always had a passion and always thought that I'd want to be a steward after I finish riding, so I would probably take that direction.
And deal with
jockeys in another way.
I know they'll be looking at you in a far different way if you end up in the steward's room. I'm fascinated. So as a jockey, you obviously deal with them, hopefully not on a daily basis, but you've always liked that sort of style?
Yeah, I have. With all the encounters that I've had with stewards and numbers of stewards, around different countries as well. It's just something I've always thought that I'd like to do after I finish riding, and I really do think I'd be a good steward.
Well, you've certainly, as they say in NRL or AFL or cricket, they say that the best referees or umpires are ones that have officiated or have been a part of it, have been, you know, sportsmen.
Yeah, well, when you actually look around the country at the stewards that are either chief stewards or just under that, not many jockeys have got that high.
Yep.
So I don't know how that stands or what's the reason for that, but certainly if I become a steward, my aim would be to become a chief steward.
Okay.
I just don't want to be chicken brand.
No, I understand. Have you had a chat with anyone from Racing Queensland or anyone else about it?
It's fairly well documented up here, but yes, I'd like to be a steward. I'm pretty sure most people sort of know.
Yeah, understand. Well, mate, as I say, I spoke to you last week and I thought, well, I'll give you a couple of days and get in contact and... Mate, I hope in some way, it must be a hard decision. We love what we do, and then to suddenly have it ceased in this way, it's not ideal. You want to make the decision. You don't want to be forced upon you. So, mate, I hope in a couple of months that if it's meant to be, it'll be. Otherwise, we'll see you in the steward's room one day, eh?
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd love to if I did become a steward. Maybe get in touch with Racing New South Wales and come and do a stint with Mr. Murray.
Well, I know Ray listens to the show.
Yep. That would be great experience, I think.
Yeah, well, I know that Ray listens to the show, so hopefully he'll make the call or make contact with you. I know our next guest, actually, when I told him that you were coming on, wanted me to say hello. Rick Worthington, I know you've...
Rick, yes.
Yeah, he's on the line to talk about a two-year-old filly that he's got on Saturday, mate. So there'll be many people that will be disappointed in some way of what's unfolded there on Monday, mate, but... Do take it easy. We'll talk again in 2 or 3 months, and I hope the stewards here, Ray, and Ray in particular, get in contact with you.
That sounds great.
Good
Thanks,
on you.
Andrew.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Larry Cassidy there joining us from Brisbane. So a setback for him as a rider, but as Rick Worthington joins us, Rick, he was a top rider, and who knows, he might come back, but it seemingly is up against him. Fancy walking into a steward's room and seeing Larry Cassidy as the chief steward.
Morning, Andrew. It's funny, back when I was lucky enough to have a few good horses in the stables, and Larry and I had a fair bit of success together, Larry did mention that a few times, and I was aware it was something that he was thinking of doing. So I think he'll do a good job because he's got a great understanding of racing, and you know, it's... I think it's a shame for people in racing, regardless of what area that they're in, to be lost to racing, because you know you can't buy experience. And good luck to him. I hope he's able to fit in there somewhere.
Yep, we'll wait and see what unfolds. Hey, the reason for a chat with you this morning, the Whittenfield comes out in the next little while for Saturday, and Honesty Prevails, a really well credentialed. Two-year-old filly by Redoute's Choice out of the Dam Flavoured, and you paid a lot of money for this yearling as it was just over 12 months ago at the Gold Coast, Rick.
She was a $720,000 purchase that we we were lucky enough to get for Trevor Gluck, who is a guy I've known for many, many years, you know, a retired businessman in Melbourne. You know, it's exciting, I guess exciting it's exciting for Trevor to have a filly of that calibre, and I'm very grateful and privileged to have a filly like that in the stable. But it's exciting for me as well, because the last 4 years for me have been, you know, among the worst really of my life. So, I mean, this is a nice shining star that helps put all that sort of in the background and gives you something great to focus on.
For people that may not be aware, you've been battling ill health, as you say, over the last few years, and a filly like Honesty Prevails, watching her two trials, there's no wonder you jump out of bed in the morning now. I want to go and see her.
Yeah, well, you know, I've never really had a problem getting out of bed. I enjoy the mornings, but, it's great. It's certainly stimulating, and it's you know, no disrespect to other horses, but it's far more exciting, you know, lining up in a race like that running in a maiden at Wellington.
Yeah, for sure. What are you expecting then? I mentioned the two trials. They've both been pretty good ones. What are you expecting from a filly like this one?
Okay, well, when we bought this filly, I remember saying to Trevor at the time that I said, look, I don't think she'll be a Magic Millions filly. If we could be trialling around this time of the year and maybe going to the races, that would be what you'd expect. So, you know, she's sort of, I mean, it generally doesn't work out that way, but it has sort of worked out that way. She's definitely going to be better next prep, and 1,400 to a mile is going to be her go. But, you know, she was in for the early trials and went through those motions and wasn't shin sore or showing any signs of any soreness at all. But I opted to turn her out because, as I said to the owner, rather than have her go in the early trials and sit in the back half of the field off the bit chasing, let's put her out and she'll be better for this prep later on, which is now. And at least now she's sort of, as you can see, she bounces out of the gates and puts herself there and is doing it herself. And that's why she's there, because she's doing it herself. Having said that, she will be better later on. So it's quite exciting thinking about her potential later on when she comes into her own.
I know Ty England had ridden her in the trials, but Ty's committed to Gabby Engelbrecht's filly in the race. So Jason Collar takes the ride. He's been out yesterday for a bit of a spin around, so he's got to know her a little bit.
Yeah, she worked on the course proper yesterday, and that was her first look at the course proper, so she did have a good look around, which you'd expect. And in addition to that, you know, for those who trialled at Warwick Farm the day before, they would be aware that, you know, the track was rain affected.
Yep.
In between slow and heavy. So, you know, I wouldn't say she really loved the going, but her work was good. Her work was good, albeit that she was looking around a bit, and the fact that, you know, she was trying to get a footing on a surface that was rain affected. So it's still a piece of work that she needed, and it'll lead her into Saturday. And I guess, you know, the next step is let's see what sort of barriers she draws.
Yeah, sounds like though she's pleased you and everything. And I was looking at the dam's form, Flavoured, as I say, by Redoute's Choice. Flavoured was a Queensland type to start with, and started early, was an up-and-going sort of two-year-old as well. So maybe this one can be up and about and you can live the dream of what unfolds in Sydney over the next couple of months.
Yeah, of course. Look, I only have a small stable, but I've been around for a little while, and knowing the calibre of what you're up against and the calibre of the trainers that you're up against and their stock and their professionalism, hence why, you know, I, even though I'm excited and even though I feel that she is a filly with a lot of potential, I think, you know, you're going into a race like this. It's one thing for a young two-year-old to trial well, but it's a very different kettle of fish when the pressure's on under race conditions. So yes, I am happy with her, and yes, she is a filly with a lot of promise, but you know, they need to take that next step, and all we can do is you know, should we race on Saturday, meaning, you know, if we draw a reasonable barrier and the track's not, you know, a heavy 10 or something like that, should we race on Saturday? You know, you can only say, well, you've prepared her for it, and yeah, the rest will be up to her under the pressure of racing and luck in running.
Yep, let's hope so. Good luck, Rick. Hope everything unfolds well for you between now and Saturday. Thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure. All the best.